When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, join the swarms who listen to the John and Ken on demand podcast to listen to what you missed. And it also cures loneliness.
But if you're here right now live, well, you're going to get quite a show today. We got it all loaded up. Coming up very soon, more proof that maybe they just want the homeless to die in the streets of overdoses. The new report on overdose deaths on Skid Row in 2022 is eye-popping. Fentanyl. We'll get to that. We're going to begin the show with a wrap-up on the hurricane that was. It's now out there in the Atlantic. Hurricane Idalia has come and gone through portions of the South, including Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas. We'll go to Jim Ryan, ABC News, for KFI on the last look at this hurricane.
So what's going on?
Are you doing? By the way, are you trying to tell me that I can listen to the show again on a podcast?
Yes, you could listen.
Are you serious?
You could listen to yourself again.
No.
Yes.
Huh. Well, you're not listening to yourself right now, but you could hear yourself back.
Because you've got IFB problems there, I think.
And over and over and over again, all night long.
The storm has wandered off the coast of North Carolina and is kind of spinning around a tropical storm out there. Idalia has done its damage, and it did some damage. Not nearly as much as it could have if it had taken a little right turn into Tampa, where I am, or a little left turn up into Tallahassee, the state capital. Instead, it hit this unpopulated area, this sparsely populated section of the state, right there in the armpit, the big bend, as they call it, and wandered up into Georgia. So in Georgia, it did cause some flooding. We know of three fatalities. The governor of Florida has said he didn't know anything about any fatalities, but we know of two. State officials have told ABC about two traffic deaths that were blamed on the storm. One more person died in Georgia when a tree fell on him.
Oh,
was that guy trying to remove another tree that was blocking the road? That's what I read in a story. He was trying to get one tree out of the way, and then a second tree fell on him.
It's entirely possible. You know, the ground gets soaked from these storms, and if one tree topples down, the next one may be weakened by that as well. And
yeah,
and here it comes. And
no, that happened in my backyard. Sure. The neighbor lives behind me. Three trees went down in a row last winter.
Wow.
So, you know, I forget the root systems get entangled, and then, you know, the soil's probably not strong enough for all of them.
Right, right. The other tree, of course, was the one in front of the Florida governor's mansion in Tallahassee. 100-year-old oak tree split right down the middle by the winds of Idalia the other day.
So what's the assessment? Sometimes the worst part is the aftermath with storm surge and power outages. Anything happening there?
Well, they're really getting a handle on the power outages. Now, earlier today, Florida had 150,000 homes and businesses without electricity. That number is down to 90,000 at this point. Georgia is at 80,000. And Florida, I mean, and the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, they're down to under 10,000 for both of them, for the two of them. So, yeah, they're getting a handle on those. And I think it helped that there were utility crews stationed all around this region going into the storm. They were there, prepared, had their gloves on, they were and their hard hats, and were ready to start climbing as soon as the winds died down. So, yeah, power restoration has happened very quickly.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate
it. You betcha.
All right, Jim Ryan, who was in Tampa as Hurricane Idalia blasted through on its way up to Georgia and the Carolinas, but now out over the Atlantic, and it's a tropical storm now of very little significance. There's a story I was just looking at here from CNN. Mr. Weather Guy, have you ever heard of something called an eyewall replacement cycle?
Very expensive operation.
Yeah, that's
what replaced, yeah.
An eyewall replacement cycle is akin to a snake shedding its skin. Strong hurricanes can shed a smaller eyewall, the ring of most intense winds that surrounds the hurricane's calm eye, in favor of a larger one. During this process, the storm's winds can weaken, but when it's complete, the storm will be larger and can then start to intensify even further.
So it has two eyes.
So Idalia's landfall kept this process from completing, preventing the hurricane from becoming even larger and more intense than the forecast.
It was growing an eye.
How about that? I learned something about hurricanes I'd never heard before. An eyewall replacement cycle.
A two-eyed hurricane.
Yeah, because everybody's heard about the eye of the hurricane, where, what, allegedly it's calm in the very eye of a hurricane?
It is. The sun comes out.
It does.
Well, if you see it on the satellite photos.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now. You're right. It looks very calm there in the middle.
Right, so
and,
if you're in the
brighter.
Middle. Yeah, the sun comes out for a few moments, and then another wall of the storm crushes you.
It said that if it would have been 6 or 12 hours more over the water, it could have been a totally different hurricane that would have made landfall.
Yeah.
So how's that?
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes
mostly,
you see these stories, they dodge the worst, and sometimes they dodge the best, too.
Mostly destroyed trees and swamps, though, that's all.
It
was another dud. It was like Hillary. Mostly a dud.
And I'd never heard the term for Florida either. I'm sure you know it. The Big Bend, I had not heard of that before.
I'm
aware of the term the panhandle for Florida.
Well, if you go up the coast from south to north, the land then makes a left into the panhandle. So it's a big bend.
Right.
And so also known as the armpit. I've heard that as well. Because it kind of, you know, if you look at the panhandle as an arm, and the Florida Peninsula as your body, yeah, that's where the armpit would be.
And there's another reason that
the
concern with Florida has always been there's a lot of trailers. I don't know if that's still the case there. That
yes.
there used to be people living
yes,
in trailers.
There are a lot of trailers there.
A lot of trailer parks. I remember Hurricane Andrew just destroyed a bunch of those.
No, you go inland. I mean, the cities along the water can be beautiful, even glamorous. And you only have to drive about 5-10 miles inland, and holy mackerel, these are science experiments. Wow. that is a bad set of genes there. Woo.
Yeah.
Because, so, you know, really, these people, right, they're stuck in their little village of RVs. And, you know, they've been interbreeding for quite a while. And so there's nowhere to go. Right? You're kind of stuck your whole life, and then you interbreed with somebody else in the next trailer. And all those genes are exhausted. Woof.
Okay. A little genealogy lesson for John.
You know what? I learned more about genealogy in those little trailer park towns in Florida. when we used to go to visit my in-laws, before kids, my wife would go antique shopping or something like that with her mother. So I'd be left alone. So I went in the garage, I found a bike, and I just started biking. And a couple of miles from my in-law's house was this little town called Onico.
Onico?
Wow. Onico, yeah. Wow.
And you're saying you saw evidence of inbreeding.
Oh, man. You talk about an alternate universe.
Like, worse than the royal family.
The royal family without any money.
All right, when we come back, you know, it was around just before the pandemic, 2019, that Southern California and really a lot of the country got introduced to something really evil called fentanyl. And we have new statistics on the number of people that have died from fentanyl overdoses on Skid Row, and it is a huge jump from just a couple of years before. We'll talk about it coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Music was so loud underneath you.
It was.
I felt you kind of yelling over it.
Started shouting.
Hey, come on.
Tell the band to tone it down.
They only show up for a few brief seconds, but they want their loud time.
They're a little much.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm going to throw a few words at you. What do you pick? Consequences or harm reduction? All right, that's the debate when it comes to drug use, particularly now in the era of fentanyl. And even worse, trank. Trank is starting to crank up. And of course, trank is fentanyl. It's been laced with a terrible ingredient called xylazine, which is complicated to treat and resulting in even more deaths. And this is just going to continue. I mean, fentanyl's not that many years it's been around, and now trank is more recent. We'll be in a situation in a few years you'll find something else to mix into the drugs to kill people.
It's going to kill people, and I guess that's the direction we're going. I guess that's the official policy of Karen Bascone.
Overdoses in Skid Row and the surrounding areas, it's a couple of zip codes near downtown, have gone from 13 overdose deaths in 2017. The latest report in 2022 is 148. And fentanyl is a big reason for that because fentanyl started showing up mostly in 2018 or 2019 in many areas.
That's about three a week in the Skid Row area.
Just the Skid Row area. We talk about how 1,000 homeless die on the streets a year. That's the whole county.
Yeah,
this is the Skid Row area. And obviously there's a huge concentration of vagrants there with drug problems.
You know what? It's obviously nobody in the vagrant industrial complex cares.
They think that the answer is just to try to help them not die by standing by. Do you see fentanyl is now going to be available non-prescription? You can like buy it in a drugstore.
The fentanyl?
Not fentanyl. I meant the Narcan.
Oh, the Narcan. Yes.
Yeah, the Revivant. Right. I said fentanyl.
You know?
Because I was looking at a story in the word.
Said fentanyl, it didn't shock me.
It's Narcan, I meant.
Right, yeah. I know. But it wouldn't have shocked me if it was fentanyl, if they decided to legalize it as part of their harm reduction strategy. Just let them have it for free rather than risk getting tainted fentanyl, tainted with the xylazine, right? Let him get pure fentanyl from a CVS.
They talked to, I guess it's a vagrant, Jackie's Manson, who said, I took one hit and blacked out. The next thing I know, there were four firefighters standing over me asking me, how long have I been messing with fentanyl? Manson initially thought he was smoking meth. Now he believes the drug was laced with fentanyl.
How much do you think the average person cares anymore?
The average non-drug user that's not involved in the homeless industrial complex? Right. Not much.
Yeah, I mean, how could you possibly care about these stories?
Except the problem is, if you let this go and it normalizes, it's going to fan out.
Well, that's
to the point where it's in your neighborhood.
That's what
RVs are already in people's neighborhoods. There's more homeless people in people's neighborhoods than ever before. Well, even if it's only three or four homeless people, you didn't see that 10 or 15 years ago.
But that's what I was going to say. I don't care what these people do to themselves. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to kill themselves, right? But the policy allows them to destroy nice neighborhoods and interfere with normal people's lives, right? I know people on the West Side who will not go downtown anymore. They're not going to go to a restaurant. They're not going to go to a ball game. They're not going to go see a play or a show or whatever because they don't want to deal with this.
If these people have their way, you know how they like you to learn CPR so you could save somebody who's in cardiac arrest? The future is going to be we want you to carry with you Narcan and learn how to use it. Because you never know. You might be walking down the street, John. You might be out on your little bicycle there, and you might see a guy OD'd on the sidewalk. You can save him.
I'm not that you would. I'm not going to.
but that's where we're headed.
I know. But I'm trying to... What is in it for these activists? It's just the money. They obviously don't care about these lives because this policy is killing people. So I guess it's just the blood money that they're all making by working for these fake nonprofits and government agencies. And there's such a river of tax money and a river of donations from the foolish that, hey, it's a living, you know? It's life. It's the way it goes.
We have quoted him many times on this show. If you don't know who Sam Quinones is, you ought to catch up. He's an author. He's got a book called The Least of Us. He's been on our show a few times. And the last time he was on, he brought up the best point that I think has been made on this. Consequences. He said that the idea, he believes in harm reduction to some extent, but he says you got to have consequences too. And throwing these people in jail sometimes separates them from the drug world and does shock a lot of them back into the road of doing something about that. If you just do harm reduction, they will die. And that's what's happening. 148 deaths in the Skid Row area from overdoses last year alone. 148. There was only 17 a few years ago.
Yeah.
That number is likely to double next year and the year after.
Yeah. So all these agencies have failed. These government agencies, the whole theory of harm reduction has failed. They didn't reduce any harm. The number of deaths went up by over 1,000%. That is the opposite of harm reduction.
Yeah.
That is running a death camp. That's what these agencies are running. They're running a death camp out in the streets. Because I'm reading about some organization, Homeless Healthcare Los Angeles, a nonprofit. Yeah, nonprofit. Trust me, people are making a lot of money working for nonprofits.
Well, yeah,
okay?
They're paid salaries. Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. So these people are profiting. That is the biggest oxymoron. And it says from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they wander around using naloxone and oxygen tanks to revive the overdoses from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Right,
wow.
Because nobody takes any fentanyl or heroin or xylazine after 3 p.m., right?
They just like those hours. Those are fun hours, easier hours to work.
Right, those are Joe Biden's work hours, 9 to 3.
Right, 9 to 3.
They also run two centers in Skid Row, a syringe exchange. Well, that helps. Naloxone, food, clothing, hygiene kits, wound care, because, you know, the xylazine, you end up with these gaping wounds, they get infected. It's like, here, I'll put a patch on that.
The open sores.
Yeah. You know what? These agencies are failures, and they know they're failures, right? When you have 10 times the number of deaths this year in front of you, it's like, wow, what we're doing, no good. really no good.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Blake Trolley, KFI News. This story that's really disturbing. Three women were killed in a crash recently. They were in an Uber, and a man behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz plowed into them in South Los Angeles. Well, we're going to learn more about this man, and if you guessed he's got a criminal record, you'd be right. It's coming up next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. What? You missed
Yeah, we know.
You go to the iHeart app and get the John and Ken On Demand podcast, and you hear what you missed.
All right. Well, one of the last calls for the Moist Line. We're still collecting messages, and we might play your voice tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. Use the iHeart app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. Well, they're out there, people who could do you harm, because California's criminal justice system has completely crumbled. We have a man that was apparently on probation tied to a murder case, an attempted murder case. Well, we're going to find out more, but he was driving a speeding car and crashed into an Uber, and three women died. So let's talk to Blake Trolley, KFI News, for more on this story.
Tell us about this guy, Gregory Black.
Yeah, guys, I think first we should just begin with a recap on this crash. This crash happened in South LA over the weekend on Vermont and Century. Gregory Black, this is the driver's name, he's accused of going around 90 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone when he T-boned an Uber going to make a left turn. That Uber had five people inside. The group was heading home from a concert. The car spun five times before it eventually came to a stop. Three women, all in their 20s, were killed. Two were sisters. One of the women was ejected from the car. It sounds like the two in the car were killed pretty much instantly. A bystander says he ran over to help the women still in the back seat, and they were not breathing. The driver and the passenger were both injured. LAPD Detective Ryan Moreno says this was a seriously violent crash.
To just walk around and see that many, you know, the casualties and all the it looked like a bomb went off.
Now, to your point, details are coming out about Gregory Black, the alleged driver. Investigators say he's a well-known gang member. He's been arrested 11 times and convicted three times. A loaded gun was found inside his car after this crash. He was out on a five-year probation for a murder case stemming from 2020. Court records show he was one of four people charged in relation to a drive-by shooting in 2020 in L.A. County. All four were charged with murder, but the charges were dropped. Two of the people pleaded no contest to voluntary manslaughter. One got 12 years in prison. The other got 21 years. One case is still pending. Black, so this is the driver from the crash over the weekend, he pleaded no contest to attempted murder in 2021 and got 5 years probation.
Now, probation! 5 years probation for attempted murder.
Now, I'm trying to piece this all together, guys. It's still really blurry
but
on the details. But check this out. The DA's office did reach out to Fox 11. I reached out to them, and I've still not yet to hear anything back. They emailed me asking me for my phone number. I emailed that back. Still haven't heard a thing. The DA's office did tell Fox 11 yesterday that Black was caught on camera in a car used for murder. He was not the driver or the killer. So apparently he took a plea deal in a separate attempted murder case in which nobody was hurt. It sounds like in that drive-by, he may have been asleep or unconscious at the time.
There's two cases he was involved in?
I was going to say...
One was the group of four that committed a murder, and then there was a second separate attempted murder case that he pleaded guilty and got probation.
If that's the case, it almost raises more questions, doesn't it? Why would he get a five-year probation case when he's tied to this? LAPD detectives, you know, somewhat seldomly come out and just say this was a well-known gang member. In this case, they didn't seem to hesitate to. So, yeah, this has people upset. Streets are for everyone. LA Director Damian Kevitt touched on the case this morning with me.
I think this specific incident has shocked our community so much because an individual who was on probation related to murder charges was allowed to murder three more individuals. And that's takes this level of injustice and this tragedy to just an entirely different level. Someone with such a long criminal history just continuing to be criminal. And that's something that needs to be addressed.
This is another Gascon production.
Well, I'm still working to hear from the DA, but it sounds like, as you hear how it's all been pieced together, he wasn't necessarily the shooter. He was just in the car during a drive-by, so they allowed him to plead for probation in a separate case. But, you know, it does kind of feel like, you know.
11 arrests and only 3 convictions? What were the other 8 arrests that did not result?
Did he have any strikes or anything?
Well, I mean, he had 3 convictions against him, and these were felonies. But again, we haven't gotten any details on that. I know the LAPD detective who released that information yesterday said he didn't have any details on those cases. He also said that Black had been
charged. These stories drive me crazy because then the story fades away and disappears. Nobody covers it, and we never find out how many crimes this guy actually committed and how little time in jail that he spent. And nobody takes responsibility. Who are the judges here who approved these plea deals? Who are the prosecutors who let him plead not guilty for attempted murder and he got 5 years probation? Who are the people who allowed this to happen?
Yeah, trust me, John, I hear you. You know, even as reporters, we have to try to piece a lot of this stuff together. I mean, even if you look at the way we had to put this case together, I reached out to the DA's office asking for information on this, and I had to watch enough reports to find Fox 11's report to piece that in with other information that had come out to kind of get an idea of what's going on. So I understand the frustration.
And another thing, I call for an Uber, and this guy can show up?
No, he's not the driver.
He was the driver.
He T-boned the Uber.
He T-boned the Uber. Okay. Yeah.
The Uber was
the
going
Uber
to
was
make
a Honda
turn.
Sedan, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Sorry, John. He was not the Uber driver.
It makes me feel better.
Okay. At least we calmed you down on that. Blake, do we know where this guy was going, and why was he speeding along, or just something he does, I guess? Huh?
Well, right now, investigators are looking to see if alcohol or drugs were a factor, so I'm guessing that's a part of the investigation we're going to find out more about here soon. But the way it was described to us is, yeah, he was going real fast. I mean, I think they had him clocked at about 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I've seen guys like this. He was weaving between cars. I've seen guys drive like this. Motorcycles do this, too, a lot.
He should have been in a state prison. For many years. There's no excuse for this. This is Gascon.
And it's the legislature in Sacramento, and it's the ballot measures that people passed. Yeah. All of this has come together for letting people like this still be on the streets, driving like madmen. All right, Blake, thank you very much for that report.
All right, thanks, guys.
Blake Trolley, KFI News. His name is Gregory James Black Jr., and he was driving like a madman last weekend, and he plowed into an Uber car, carrying 5 people and 3 women were killed. And it's a horrible tragedy. And Black, of course, as we mentioned, was on probation for attempted murder from 2020. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, we got a good interview coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. We're going to talk to a Democratic county supervisor in California who said he supported it then, he's done with it now. Proposition 47. And, of course, a lot of this deals with all the thefts going on, the shoplifting, the smash and grabs. He'll be our guest after the news at 2 o'clock. He wants something done. We have to change the law. And, of course, Prop 47 infamously led to a threshold of $950 before your stolen item could be considered an actual crime. Otherwise, it's just like a citation, a misdemeanor. Here you go. You get a little small ticket. Bye.
Written by George Gascon.
Yeah, written by the L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. Right. Put it on the ballot back
in
2014 it was passed.
You rarely see a guy cause that much damage to a society all by himself. And he never even had a really big office, right?
Nah, he only had San Francisco DA, right?
Right. He only had 2 local DA jobs, but he's like Vladimir Putin destroying Ukraine. It's amazing.
Or maybe not. Maybe Ukraine destroying Vladimir Putin the way things are going. Here's a story only Deborah Mark could love. I mean, seriously. Let's say you're overweight, or you have high blood pressure. Go to the doctor. Maybe you got diabetes in there too, right? So you sit down with the doctor and he does all the tests. And then he writes you one of those little prescriptions. Scribble, scribble, scribble. And he hands it to you. And you look at it and you go, huh? You know what it says?
What?
Fruits and vegetables.
Yes. How long have I been telling you guys this?
They're claiming in a new study that doctors prescribing fruits and vegetables, their patients have actually ended up losing weight and have had reductions in blood pressure.
There you go.
But
I've been right all this time.
Yeah. They apparently, this involves also giving people vouchers or cards to allegedly go buy more fruits and vegetables.
Oh, why?
$15 to $300 a month.
They can't go to work and buy their fruits and vegetables?
No, they're food insecure.
Oh, those people.
Yeah. Do we really know that's what they did with the... I guess you can't use them for anything else, right? If you go to the farmer's market with one of these cards.
What you do is you
can't buy cigarettes or something.
You sell them to other people.
But why? If you're going to a farmer's market, that's such a great place to buy...
fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
No, what you do...
Although I see a lot of pastries there and some junk
and
food.
And bread,
I read a whole book on this phenomenon. Actually, it was a chapter in a book. And like it's like people who get food stamps. And what they do is they sell the food stamps and then use the cash to buy their booze and drugs.
Yeah, but we don't have food stamps anymore in California. So, we have those cards. Those
right,
debit
but
cards.
It's
you
right.
Transfer
but
if somebody else?
If you got vouchers... Well, yeah, give them the card, right? Like if I
guess you could, because you just swipe the card like anything else.
If I had a food stamp card, I said...
I don't think you need the show ID, do you need to, for those EBT cards?
Nah, they work like credit cards. They don't make a fuss because they don't want to stigmatize anybody.
They're debit cards, so they're easier.
If,
they just
if you gave me,
the amount, right?
If the doctor gave me vegetable vouchers, you know, for broccoli or asparagus or whatever, I would just sell it to Deborah. She would give me cash. I would take the cash and go buy cheeseburgers and steaks. That's what I would do.
Also claiming that this study, they're not absolutely certain whether fruits and vegetables actually contributed to better health. It's not known if people had better health because they were eating more fruits and vegetables or if the improvements in their health occurred because the money for fruits and vegetables addressed, the household's larger food insecurity.
They make it sound like only poor people are overweight and sick. That's nonsense.
They are generally proportionally more, though, overweight. Poorer people are.
They're eating the fast food?
Yeah, no. They don't care.
The burgers.
You see,
you don't
there's
have...
a reason John says on the show, Deborah, West Side skinny women drinking coffee and worried about everything that they consume, they're wealthier people. And when now you go down the scale to middle class, they're in between, then you go to lower class, they don't care.
The West Side women...
Throw me a taco, throw me a pizza.
The West Side women are drinking Starbucks coffee all day.
Right.
And now they're washing down their Ozempic with their coffee. That's their diet. Yeah,
that's going to boomerang on people eventually.
Yeah, aren't you waiting for that?
Well, there's already stories to the side effects from taking that drug, but I think it's going to really cascade.
Somebody I know allegedly lost, I haven't seen them, 32 pounds in a month.
Wow.
On Ozempic?
On Ozempic, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound healthy. That doesn't sound like
they,
it's good for
your
body.
Were they really hefty?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Extra.
Because
extra
if you're 300 pounds, losing 32 pounds isn't a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the guy. He might not be noticeable.
That's like 10% of your weight, which is significant, but not like hard to believe. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking to a Democratic county supervisor from San Mateo. His name is Dave Canepa, and he's in favor of getting rid of Prop 47. And he was in support of it back in 2014. He is not happy with the way it's going with the shoplifting, the smash and grabs. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.